Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going to say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
Travis Kelce, yeah, his head's in the game. In the waning moments, back-to-back plays. Mahomes puts it right on the money, and Travis Kelce can't catch. But hey, everybody, don't worry, because on New Heights this week, tune in as Travis Kelce talks to Governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, for a wide-ranging conversation. Can't wait. I'm not trying to hate on Tulane and James Madison. Actually, I am a little bit. I have no interest in watching them in the college football playoff. Like, it's actually ridiculous. Something's got to be done here. No one needs to see James Madison as a 21-point dog and Tulane as a 16.5-point dog at Ole Miss and at Oregon, respectively. No one needs to see it.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Wonderful football Wednesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, our unbelievable crew, Femi Abebefe back on the show tomorrow, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, we are going to get you, dear listener, you, dear viewer, set to bet and win week number 15 in the National Football League. I'm going to roll through every single game on the board coming up in week 15, starting tomorrow night, Thursday night, with the Falcons and the Bucks in Tampa. I'm going to have a bet on that game. Can't wait to share it with everybody. And we will take it all the way through Monday Night Football with the Dolphins and the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Massively intriguing game in the AFC playoff race. Didn't think I'd be saying that a few weeks ago. We've got line moves. We've got weather. We've got quarterback injuries. All sorts of stuff to get to. Betting thoughts, leans, all the news your little heart could ever desire, week 15 in the NFL, that is coming up this hour here on this Wednesday on You Better You Bet. Also, the hot stove, that son of a bitch is heating up. Pete Alonso, the polar bear, signs in Baltimore with the Orioles. Can Baltimore actually contend in the American League East next year with my Yankees, the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Boston Red Sox? We'll get into that. What does this mean moving forward for the suddenly cash-strapped? Are they cash-strapped? Certainly seems like it. New York Mets, we'll discuss. And I'm going to tell everybody, and the team is not the New York Mets. The team at the top of the odds board in the National League that I would never in a million years put even 1 cent on to win the World Series. And this is going to be a team that a lot of people are going to be interested in betting next year to win the World Series, to win the National League. I can't wait to share it with you. The team in the NL that I would never bet and why as the Major League Baseball hot stove in the winter meetings. Oh, baby, it's heating up. We're also going to talk some hoops on today's edition of the show. NBA Cup quarters tonight in the Western Conference. Give you thoughts on the Thunder and the Suns, the Lakers and the Spurs. Unfortunately, no Victor Wembanyama tonight for San Antonio. Lakers out to a 7.5-point favorite. I've got a bet on those two games that ties into a bet that I like on Sunday in the NFL. I'll tell you what that is as the show moves on here. And we'll talk about last night in the NBA Cup as well. And why I can say definitively, and not just because I'm a fan, it will be an epic disappointment if my New York Knicks don't win the Eastern Conference this season. An epic disappointment if the Knicks don't win the Eastern Conference this season. We'll get into college basketball as well. I've got like 10 teams that I think could win the national championship this year in college hoops. I'll give you the team that I like the most. And an off-the-radar team that's currently outside of the top 15 that could surprise as we move forward the season. Two tremendous guests will join us. Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. And first things first on Fox Sports 1's own, Danny Parkins. Danny joins us in the Power Hour, Baldy at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Final Hour, Power Hour. All our bets for tonight in the world of sports. But we officially begin Wonderful Football Wednesday with this piece of sound. I saw this today and I said, this is what we're starting the show with. How could we start it with anything else? Because we have sound here from the newest quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts. 44-year-old Philip Rivers took to the podium today in Indy for a press conference with the Indianapolis media and the national media. What a sentence. And had this to say about coming back to the NFL.
I was done playing, certainly. I wasn't really hanging on to any hope of playing again. Something about it excited me. It's kind of one of those deals, the door opens and you can either walk through it and find out if you can do it or run from it. I know that there's risk involved, obviously, what may or may not happen, but the only way to find out is going for it. I just felt almost like it was a gift, another opportunity to play, and the dream that you got to live, you may get some bonus time, and here I stand.
If you're not smiling right now, listening to that Philip Rivers audio, and if you're not watching the video right now of the show on YouTube or Twitch, shame on you. Well, I guess if you're listening to the show, I very much appreciate it. I'm smiling like the Cheshire Cat. I'm grinning from ear to ear. If you're a sports fan, and I'm guessing you are, and obviously we love to bet also, and we will talk the current side and total market of the Colts and the Seahawks on Sunday, and I have a bet that I would like to make in the game. But if you're a sports fan, hell, I'm actually going to lower the bar a little bit. You don't even have to be a sports fan. Are you a human being that is currently drawing breath, alive, not dead, with a functioning brain and two ears that work? If that's the case, I don't know how you don't love this story. With Philip Rivers out of retirement, a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I can't even believe that we're at a spot where this is actually happening. And yesterday on the show, Femi and I talked about it because Rivers officially signed yesterday to the practice squad. But now, in the immortal words of the great Kendrick Lamar, since he has now spoken to the media, it's real. It's real. It's really, really real. And to quote Terry Hatcher from Seinfeld back in the day, it's spectacular. I can't even believe it. And I love each and every second of it. And it's not just that Rivers is going to be back. No. We're taking this. We're kicking it up a notch here. Per Stephen Holder, who covers the Indianapolis Colts for ESPN, Shane Steichen noting that Rivers could start Sunday's game for Indianapolis on the road at Seattle, regardless of the health of Riley Leonard, who entered the year as the Colts' third-string quarterback, obviously behind Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones. AR goes out with the orbital fracture that he sustained pregame, like using resistance bands, hits him in the face, just like you can't make this up. Jones obviously out for the year with the Achilles. The team took one look at Brett Rypien and decided, no, absolutely not. Philip Rivers, in my mind, is starting on Sunday for the Indianapolis Colts. Steichen basically said, like, whether Riley Leonard's healthy or not, Rivers could start. Now, there will be an evaluation period of Rivers for the next couple days. I would be pretty stunned if Riley Leonard were the Colts starting quarterback on Sunday. I'm not saying it's impossible. Leonard could start. Maybe Rivers doesn't look as good physically in the next couple days. He needs a week to ramp up. That's certainly possible. It's my expectation that Philip Rivers will start on Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And while that sound that our friend Kenny Henderson played there was excellent, the best thing that Philip Rivers said in this press conference today was that Shane Steichen called him like shortly after the Colts-Jaguars game. So let's go inside the mind for a moment of Indianapolis Colts head coach Shane Steichen, right? So obviously he knows what we know, which is that the season for Indianapolis, which was once promising, is now circling the drain. It's not quite flushed down the toilet and hanging out in the sewers with Raphael and Donatello and Leonardo and Michelangelo and Master Splinter. Maybe Shredder's there and Bebop and Rocksteady. I don't know. We're not quite in the sewer yet, but the season's circling the drain. And he watches Daniel Jones blow out his Achilles. And Daniel Jones takes his helmet off and he's slamming the helmet on the turf. And you know in that moment, non-contact, that it's really bad. And if we know that, Shane Steichen knows it. And Shane Steichen then watches his team get bulldozed by Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I'm trying to decide, in what moments did Shane Steichen make the decision, I got to call Philip Rivers? Because you know during that game, as the game's playing out, now maybe not on offense when he's calling the plays, but when the Colts are on defense, you don't think he's thinking, my God. Like, we traded our next two first rounders for Sauce Gardner. We can't afford to. We got to get somebody. He knows Brett Rypien stinks. We know Brett Rypien stinks. So you don't think he knows? Of course they were going to go get someone. And I'm just wondering what his inner monologue was like in his head during the game on Sunday as he's trying to think, like, do we think Brady? Nah, probably not. He's making all that money for Fox. I wonder what Ryan Tannehill's up to. Tannehill? Favre come out of retirement again? Ugh, not so sure. But I don't know. That would be received by the fan base. Oh, I've got it. How about Philip Rivers, who knows the offense, who I was with, obviously, with the Chargers. Unbelievable to think about that Shane Steichen, that's going through his head. That's what's going through his head probably during Sunday's loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And we're getting practice reports. Riley Leonard, full practice today for Indianapolis. I still think Rivers is likelier to start than Riley Leonard. And we will see as we move along. Like I told you, not impossible that Riley Leonard starts this game for the Indianapolis Colts. So where we sit right now, side and total market coming up on Sunday, as I do a little refresh of my BetMGM screen, the Indianapolis Colts are currently 13.5 point dog at Seattle. And the 13.5 is juiced towards the Seahawks, so we're almost at a full 14. Total in the game is 42.5. For context, the Seattle Seahawks 2 weeks ago hosted undrafted rookie quarterback Max Prosmer and the Minnesota Vikings, and the game closed 13. So basically, this is the betting market saying that the Colts with either Riley Leonard or Phillip Rivers are worse than the Minnesota Vikings with Max Prosmer starting at quarterback. Is that true? Should the price be different? I don't know how anyone can answer that question. We've literally never seen this before. We have never seen this before. Now, Doug Flutie went 9 years in between NFL games, right? From 89 to 98. But Flutie was playing in the CFL that entire time. He wasn't retired. We've never, literally never seen this before. No one has any idea how this is going to go. Maybe it's Seattle 47, Indianapolis nothing. Or maybe it's like Seattle 17, nothing. The Colts can't score in the game. Or maybe, just maybe, if it's Phil Rivers, he's seen it all. He has seen every defensive coverage known to man. Mike McDonald's an awesome defensive coach. Phillip Rivers is going to be able to know like what they're doing. Now, that doesn't mean he can beat it. That doesn't mean he can physically get the job done anymore. We're going to find out. But he's going to know what's coming. Like, Riley Leonard may not know his ass from his elbow in this game on Sunday. Max Prosmer was a deer in headlights in Seattle a couple weeks ago. Like truck racing towards him. He's just watching it with a stupid look on his face. Chucking the football to Ernest Jones going 85 yards the other way. Phillip Rivers ain't going to do that. That's not what's going to happen. So here's what I want to do with this game. And I'm going to be honest with everybody. And I know not every sports bettor is like this, right? Where you make a bet on something you want to see happen because you want to see it happen as a fan or as a human interest story, right? If Phillip Rivers plays on Sunday for the Colts, I'm betting Indianapolis. Now I'm going to wait for the market to move. I'd like 14.5 or more. Let's see where it goes. I'd like to bet on Phillip Rivers because I want Phillip Rivers to succeed because I'm obsessed with this story. I love the story. And I acknowledge maybe it's not the best bet of all time. No, who knows what the true number should be in the game? I have no idea. But I want to see it happen. And when it's done, if the Colts cover, I want my souvenir t-shirt. Like I rode Space Mountain. I bet Phillip Rivers in the year of our Lord 2025. And I survived. I can't even believe this is actually happening. On the other side, we will roll through all the games coming up week 15 in the NFL, all the injury news and line moves your little heart could ever desire. Wednesday on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.